Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Rayleigh Kerrigan with a community comment. Let's talk about one of the most important and heavily debated issues facing America right now, abortion. Is it the ending of a human life? Is it moral? 1.6 million babies are killed by abortion in America each year. That's 2,500 a day. Those who argue an unborn baby is not a real person say that he does not have any rights. But yet, another living thing, not a human, but an eagle or elephants or something like that, have more rights than a human. How is it that an unborn 8-month-old baby has less value than an 8-month-old baby? They are fully dependent on their mother, but for some reason, pro-choice women and men value the 8-month-old baby more. If someone were to murder that pregnant woman and the baby inside of her, they would be charged with double homicide, even though the mother never considered that baby alive. But the law still does. On what moral ground can a mother decide the baby's worth? After birth? Before birth? Only if the pregnant mother does not want the baby does she regard to it as her body and a worthless clump of cells. But if the mother does want the baby, she protects him and his unmeasurable worth. Does that make sense? Either an unborn baby has worth or it doesn't. The woman has a constitutional right to her body given in the 14th Amendment, but does not have a constitutional right to murder the living, growing human inside of her. Democrats step over the First and Second Amendment and try to grab the one about abortion that isn't even there. Does a woman say she has 4 legs and 4 arms because the baby that has those is part of her body? No. That would be ridiculous if she did. Do you think it's logical for a mom to demand child support from the father of their child, but then not let the father have any say in whether his baby is killed or not? But they say it's her body, her choice. No, it's not her body. It's a living, breathing human that scientists say can feel pain at 5.5 weeks. You can fact check me on that one if you don't believe me. Its heart starts beating at 3 weeks, many times before the woman even knows she's pregnant. Men do have a say in the subject and shouldn't be silenced. How come pro-choice women seem to overlook that men wrote the laws for a Roe versus Wade? After all, they always want men to have no say in whether they can have an abortion or not. In fact, it was actually a woman who signed the ban on abortion in Alabama. Let's say in the future science developed a test to determine if an unborn baby was going to be gay or not. Would pro-choice people say that it was moral to kill that baby? Probably not. Or what about an unborn girl? Doesn't she have a right to her own body? No one should be able to tell her what happens with her body, should they? Why don't pro-choice women stand up for the unborn feminist? Over 20% of pregnancies each year end in abortion. If you go onto Planned Parenthood's website, you can see some of the empty-headed reasons they give of why women get abortions. I do know one word that describes all these reasons: selfish. But it is murder. We have to stop being silent and stand up for those who can't speak yet. And as Dennis Prager says, a good society can survive people doing immoral things, but a good society cannot survive if they call immoral things good. This has been Rayleigh Kerrigan with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.